And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, I'm going to switch gears here. Number two on the triple dipper, teaching teachers. So, you know, we talk about education a lot on this show because it's a variety of components of life. All right, there's a great deal to be said for quality of life post high school. If you have a high school education or equivalency, you've got the opportunity for career advancement. You've got more than likely you're going to wind up seeing society be more productive. And you've got to, by the way, look at what it does for economic development. If you have school systems in a state, does industry want to go to a state where they're consistently failing? Well, Alabama is consistently failing. We are last in the nation in education rankings on a regular basis, and that ain't good. So when businesses want to relocate to a new state, they look at stuff like, okay, what's going to happen with our employees? What kind of quality of life are we going to give them when they move to that state? It's not just about the job. It's about where they're going to be living when they do the job. Where the employees, if they're trying to recruit quality employees, those employees are going to want to know, if I bring my kids there, are they going to go to a good school? Well, one of the things that makes up a good school, of course, is quality educators. It's a profession, man. It's a calling. And there's great people in the rank and file of education all over the state. I've got a number of my family. My wife taught in a private school for a number of years. My daughter-in-law taught in public school for a number of years. And I'm just going to be honest with you. And I got a cousin who was a career educator. She retired out of education after, I think, a 30-year career. But here's the thing. It's getting harder and harder to find certified teachers. On the one hand, I got to look at it and think, what are they teaching in college if we're seeing that they can't pass a certification exam? Or is a certification exam just that hard? I mean, and I, by the way, I do not mind at all the certification exam. I mean, don't you want to know that your lawyer passed the bar? Don't you want to know that your doctor is board certified? Don't you want to know that in whatever profession you're, you know, electrician's in, that he's got his journeyman's license? Don't you want to know that someone has a standard? I think so. Alabama Daily News has a piece that came out just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Mary Sell, she's a great reporter. The title of it is, Report Calls Attention to Low Teacher Certification Exam Pass Rates. Says half or more of elementary education graduates from 8 public universities in Alabama failed their first attempt at a national certification exam, a new state report says. It's called the Praxis exam, by the way, P-R-A-X-I-S, Praxis. Only 6 of 14 public universities have a first-time Praxis elementary certification pass rate above 50%. The Alabama Commission on the Evaluation of Services report said this week. That's pretty sad. So basically what they're saying is out of 14 public universities for which you can get an education degree in Alabama, less than half of those have a above 50% first-time passing score. In other words, you come out of their program, it doesn't necessarily equip you. Now, I will say this. Law school was that way. I don't know if they have these availabilities to them, but when I took the bar exam, I had also taken bar preparatory courses. Why? Because I had just committed 3 years of my life. I didn't remember everything from year one. I mean, I didn't have the nugged down details on all aspects of civil procedure or, you know, evidence or whatever. Questions on remedies or con law. I needed a deep down refresher, and so I did take bar review prep courses. I took 2 of them, and I passed the bar the first time, and I really do credit those partly to my education and partly, in big part, to the fact that I took those bar prep courses. So I don't know if teachers have that availability or not, but what we are seeing right now, as we're about to head into this break, what we are seeing right now is that literally we have a massive problem with getting certified teachers here in the state of Alabama. Well, we're going to have a friend of mine, State Representative Terry Collins, on just a minute. She chairs the House Education Committee. She's got her finger on the pulse of what's happening. We're going to talk to her about the Praxis exam and why we've actually been lowering the standards, it appears, trying to get more people to pass. Is that the way to go? Is it the right thing to do is to lower the standards to get more in? I don't know. Let's talk about it with State Representative Terry Collins. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text line blew up. We got all kinds of things going on there. Hey, and I got to tell you, too, speaking of blowing up, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show started. I was over there this morning talking to them. They have got some amazing things going on right now. I mean, they're talking about, like, having some of the biggest months they've ever had getting people and jobs synced up. So if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. Check it out. They got jobs posted all over the state of Alabama. But if you're also, by the way, an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need maybe onesies and twosies or you need a whole shift of people, they can help you with that. All the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. I know these folks personally. They've been with this show since it started, and I really think if you're looking for a job or looking for people, you ought to call ZLA Solutions. Find them at ZLAUSA.com and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Text line's full of stuff. I mean, we got, I'm looking at, who is this? Ben from Decatur talked about the fact that he has a niece who graduated with a teaching degree, and now she's working in an office, decided not to teach after all the COVID stuff that was going on. What else we got here? Jeremy from Huntsville, he says, why don't they have a questionnaire at the beginning of the practice exam to find out why you're taking it? That's a great question. I mean, this is easy to fix. If you don't want to screw up the numbers by people who are just taking practice tests, then maybe you just do a free practice test. Here's an idea. Or like you said, a questionnaire that says why you're doing it. He also says, I have to disagree. This is Jeremy from Huntsville again. I have to disagree. Why can't you just take the test and be qualified? Why do you have to go to college? I don't know. I think you have to have to go to college. I think that needs to still be a requirement, Jeremy, me personally. We had Kenny from Huntsville, I believe, sent in about the fact that he has a master's in history, taught part-time at UAH for 20 years. He's been published. And I'm trying to read through because I got to move to a caller on the line. But I guess what he's saying is some of the testing, oh, my God. I tell you what. Kenny, long text. I'm going to come back and read that one later. Short text, Jeff from Indiana says, I'll take a dumb teacher over a woke teacher any day. I don't know where that. Okay, Jeff. Donna from Cullman says, I went back to earn my master's degree in secondary education, took all the exams, practice subject exams so I could teach science, passed all of them, but didn't get to the main cert test because of a recurring thing of multiculturalism when wokeism entered the teaching education arena. And so she left education to pursue a STEM career and now occasionally teaches in college. Okay, that's interesting. Let me jump over to the phones real quick while I got some time. Line one, Sheila from Madison. Hey, Sheila, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Good. So I just wanted to make a comment on Rep. Collins' interview. And, I mean, I hope she's right that the education, you know, the higher ed is looking at how do we fix this problem. But when you look at a lot of the legislation that was passed last session, whether it was with the Literacy Act and specifically the Numeracy Act, I mean, we expanded the education budget by $94 million a year so that we could teach teachers how to teach math.
Right.
And I think one of our big problems is that we're allowing, you know, cross education, whether regardless of what the problem is that we're allowing requirements of funding and just trying to get more dollars drive policy and common sense. You know, it's like, well, we want to get this grant or we want to get that grant. So we're just going to go along with whatever the federal requirements are in order to get that money instead of like looking at it and saying, does that make sense? And, you know, in the Numeracy Act, you know, one of the things that they said was, well, the CARES money pays for it. Well, what about when the CARES money runs out? Because yeah. you're not addressing the root problem of it. You know, and you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
But I think that we have to do more than just, we have to go and start fixing the real problems instead of just making excuses as to why people aren't passing or why the statistics look worse than maybe they actually are. And I feel like we spend a lot of time spinning that dialogue about, well, it's not really as bad as it looks. Well, it's bad though. It doesn't matter. It's bad. We need to fix it.
I completely agree. And good points, Sheila. You've always got your finger on the pulse of this stuff, and you put it out there pretty well. The reality is, too, this practice exam, it's still whether or not the standards are, I mean, whether the numbers are truly accurate or reflective of the ones who should have taken the test. I don't know what that was about, but the reality is it's still the standard that we go by. It's what our, until we change the standard, it's the standard, right? So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey Sheila, we're all up right. against well, the hard break. For... Music's playing. I appreciate your time.
Yep, no problem.
All right, Boomer, we're taking the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More on this when we get back. Teaching the Teachers. We'll be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national, man, we cover down on all the issues, and like the dude just said, yes, we are right here in hour number three, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number three, Boomer. Hour number three on a Friday. Yay!
Yes.
Hit me my boom, my explosion sound.
Boom, explosion.
Fry, yay! All right, there we go.
Everybody's going or about to be going home.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so we're in number two of the Triple Dipper, teaching teachers. We had a conversation a while ago with State Representative Terry Collins. She outlined some things for us, talked about the fact that some of the numbers might be skewed when you look at the fact that the news is reporting that, like, we only have a 53% pass rate for first-time takers of the praxis exam, which is what is required in Alabama to get your certification as a teacher. That being said, 53%, I did do some looking around. It appears that the national average is 54%, and so it's not unheard of for a state to be in our position. I will say also, though, it's kind of hard to reflect that, because every state is allowed to set their own passing score. Well, Alabama just lowered its passing score requirements earlier this year. So saying there's a national average of 54%, well, it might be harder in Maine than it is in Alabama, if you know what I mean. But what is this praxis test? I mean, how does it work? So I took my bar exam. It was several days of just, it was like a mental ranger school. I mean, it was, you know, writing, I think I wrote 30 pages of essays, and, you know, the on and on with the multi-state and the, you know, the question and answer. You may have like a multiple choice where there's five potential answers, two of them are right, you got to pick the best right answer. God, I hated that test. But nonetheless, I get it. I understand why it's necessary. Well, okay, so I went to teachercertification.com. You ready? Top of the head page, how hard is the praxis core test? Well, This is about the most equivocal thing I've ever read because I say, well, it depends. Anyway, it says this. The Praxis Corps, that's what they call the main body of it. The Praxis Corps consists of a series of tests designed to measure teaching candidates' abilities in reading, writing, and mathematics. That's the Corps. The Educational Testing Service, or ETS, creates and distributes computer-based exams. So it's a computer-based thing. You sit in front of a screen while you're doing it. It's often completed by aspiring teachers early on in their college career, like likely before getting into a teacher's ed program. That's interesting. I'm not sure why, but there it is. In theory, it says the Praxis Corps test is designed to measure concepts that most high school graduates are familiar with. But it points out in the months or years since graduation from high school, candidates may have forgotten some of the concepts, so they are encouraged to brush up on the material. Well, that just makes sense. I'm going to take a test. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm just going to try and take it and see how I do. Unlike other standardized tests, there is no universal passing score. Instead, Praxis exams passing scores are determined by the individual state. So, like I said, Alabama apparently just lowered its passing score earlier this year. It says test takers should look up the passing score in their own home state prior to sitting down to take the test. Okay. The test has a total of 152 questions and two essays. It takes roughly 5 hours. That's legit. That's a serious test. Good half a day. Some questions will be scored and others unscored, but there will be no clear demarcation between the two. I'm not sure what that means. And then I look at how the breakdown is. It says, as a brief breakdown, candidates are given 85 minutes to complete 56 questions in core reading, given 90 minutes to complete the 56 questions in core math, and then the core writing consists of two sections. One's that asks 40 questions, and the other has a 40 minutes in which you write two essays. All said and done, you're just under 5 hours. So that's the Praxis exam. Okay. But listen, it's amazing when you look at it and realize that we have a very low passage rate. Now, like I said, not uncommon around the nation. But you still want to know that those who are teaching your kids are coming out of college prepared to take a test that gives them the ability to do what they went to college for. Where's my article? Here it is. AL.com, July 12th of this year, Alabama lowers its teacher certification and practice requirements effective immediately. In other words, yeah, getting hard to recruit. We got to lower the standards. Alabama State Board of Education today, it says in July, by the way, July 12th, approved a set of changes to teacher testing requirements in an effort to put more teachers in the classrooms this fall. The changes took effect immediately, in place through the 2023-24 school year. The short-term fix is the latest move officials have used to try and attract and retain more teachers to the classrooms. Currently, teachers must pass the Praxis teacher test in their subject area and have a GPA in their subject area of 2.5 and pass the Ed TPA assignment or assessment, which measures teaching skills. All right. If teacher scores within one standard error of measure of the cut score, they can get their certificate if they have at least a 2.7 in their subject area, meaning if you're off base by just a little bit, but you had a high GPA in that curriculum in your college, they'll still give you your certification. Other things like in school districts with an extraordinary critical need, the district superintendent can request a waiver to hire a teacher who has scored as many as two standard error measures below the required Praxis score. Yeah, so the bottom line is they had to lower the standards because they're short on teachers. And I got a story from AL.com that was dated just a week ago. Tackling teacher shortages, uncertified teachers fill holes in schools across Alabama and the U.S. So it's not just us. I'm not just pointing this out to Alabama's education system. AL.com, October 13th, as schools across the South grapple with vacancies, many turn to those without teaching certificates or formal training. Alabama administrators increasingly hire educators with emergency certifications, often in low-income and majority black neighborhoods. Texas, meanwhile, allowed about 1 in 5 new teachers to sidestep certification last school year. In Oklahoma, lawmakers expanded a program that enables schools to hire applicants without teacher training if they meet a local board's qualifications. It goes on and on. Southern Regional Board Education Board analysis in 11 states found roughly 4% of teachers, which could be up to 56,000 nationwide, were uncertified or teaching with an emergency certification. All this say here is, I look at it and realize But we got places in Alabama, too, by the way, this article does point out. Bullock County, it's a rural county. Bullock County had no certified math teachers at all in its middle school last year. Yeah. And then you look at Montgomery. 7 of the 10 middle schools in Montgomery had more than 10% of their teachers uncertified. That's amazing. But what we're looking at here is apparently, I mean, and by the way, you got to have standards. I get it. You got to have standards. You can't just go, anybody feel like teaching, y'all come on in. Doesn't work that way. You got to have standards. And so I think whether it be Praxis or another, there has to be a standard by which we measure whether someone is ready to go and teach our kids. That's why you have schools that also get accredited. The school has to get accredited. Technically, the individual teacher has to get accredited in a way, licensed, if you will, certified to do the job. Now, if for some reason they're coming out of higher ed with a degree in education and a focus in some aspect of that, whether it be, you know, math, science, reading, whatever, and they can't pass the test, then you have to look at it and go, okay, A, did they take that test too soon, like before they completed the course? B, did they not take a preparatory course beforehand so they could remember the things they had gotten back during year one and all that kind of stuff? Or C, did the college do a really poor job of preparing them? Interesting. Well, all those things have to be factored. But I did notice, by the way, that, oh gosh, where's that story? AL.com had a piece. No, it was Alabama Daily News' piece that said that literally, here it is, I turn back to it, that there are some recommendations from the Alabama Commission on Higher Education. And one of them is they need to publish all educator preparation program enrollments, certification pass rates, and successful completion results each year on the state teacher recruitment site. The recruitment site is called weteachalabama.com. And I think what they're saying is correct. I think there needs to be a listing of all the colleges, public universities that educate educators and list their passage criteria. So when you're looking to go to school somewhere because your calling is to be a teacher and you want in-state tuition, you can look on that website and go, you know what? I don't want to go to that college. I want to go to that one because that one appears to prepare its people better to get the certification exam and get a job. It just makes sense. All right, folks, lots of stuff out there. I mean, I don't think I even scratched the surface. There's so many things it takes to build a solid educational environment. But the truth be told, one of the things that's happening right now is that we're seeing that our teachers, some of them, are just not prepared. And we've got to deal with that, too. Higher ed's got to own that one. At the same time, we're spending, Sheila just pointed out a minute ago, $94 million on a program designed to help teach teachers how to teach math. And that's frustrating when you recognize that the education budget just took almost another six-figure millions and put it into just teaching people to do what they're supposedly already certified to do. We got to do more than that. Boomer, you got a call for me? I got a break. I'll tell you what, I'll take it real quick with about a minute to go. Brian from Huntsville, how you doing, man?
Doing well, but weteachalabama.com, they may be very great people doing a very good job, but since we're last in the nation of all the states on educational results, why would you make your website that name?
I guess the reality is, Brian, that's what they do, We teach Alabama. I get it. You're saying Alabama. They're not teaching Alabama much, I guess what you're saying. But the truth is they're still hiring teachers. And so I don't know.
Along the segment you just had, yes, sir.
All right, brother. Got to go to a break, man. Have a good weekend. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. But I ran long. We're going to come back and have a brief amount of time. I'm going to jump into number 3 of the Triple Dipper. I got to. You know why? Because I've had it sitting on the desk here for like days. Days. Buying friends and voters. That's next. If you want to call in 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. What are your thoughts on stuff today? We'll be right back.